Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Harris?
Yes.
Hey, Harris, how's it going in your neck of the woods?
Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. Glad to hear. Hope you're having the best day of your life. Are you here? You're in Dallas, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You're speaking with Jonathan about the first page placements we have here. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you?
He hasn't told me.
Okay.
What you want?
Oh, awesome. All right, let me go over it with you. So anybody that searches roofers near me or any of the services, like if you do any repairs on roofing, insulation, anything like that, you would populate on that first page of Google. At the time of people searching, they would be able to just call you directly. So this isn't a lead service where we're going to vet you somebody and then you have to call them or text them or anything like that. This is a direct call service to you. Okay. Now, we do a Facebook retargeting campaign with this as well. So that way we can target specific cities inside of Dallas and the surrounding areas you're looking to go to. We also pair that up with Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing. Also, we integrate you with Apple as well. So you're getting the exposure you need. All right. Now, have you ever done anything like this before with putting yourself on the first page of Google?
No.
Okay. So you've never done anything like this before. Interesting. Give me one sec. Okay. I know. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
And how that works? Okay. Are you doing anything with like Yelp or do you have a Facebook page or anything like that?
I was doing Yelp earlier last year.
Okay. How'd that work out for you?
Not good.
Yeah. you're not alone, is what I'll say. We have a lot of customers that actually come over from Yelp because that's priced at a cost per lead. I'll be quite honest with you. I mean, for me personally, when I go to Yelp, I was actually on Yelp last night. I was looking for restaurants. You know, I don't really look for services to do on my home on Yelp. I usually go to Google, typically where most people search. So in Dallas alone, I'll give you some stats and research shows in Dallas alone, you've had 2,113 people search for roofers in the area. That's in the last 30 days. Okay. Now we want to place you there so that way you can capture at least a percentage of those customers that are searching for that service, in your area. Right now, I know you're not, you said you had Yelp. How are you guys getting your customers right now? You guys just like door knocking, word of mouth, flyers, door hangers?
Yeah, I do, advertising on a couple places.
Okay. Just like, is online or are you kind of direct mail type deal?
Yeah, direct mail and then newspaper advertising.
Okay, nice, nice, nice. Are you targeting just Dallas or are you going to like Fort Worth or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Metroplex.
Okay, okay, nice. So the whole area is, I heard they're actually building a Universal out there, so that'll be pretty cool for you guys to have. It'll be crazy for you guys there. Okay, I'm sure they'll need roofers too to put the Universal roofs in as well. So for something like this, I know we haven't talked price. For something like this, it is set at a flat rate. So I know with Yelp, you're getting vetted a lead, and it was more of like a cost per click, cost per lead type deal. This is set at a flat rate. Jonathan put in what's called an in-business credit for you, okay, because you've been in business for over 20 years. One, congratulations. I know that's not easy. We actually just went on our 19th year in business in December of last year, so we're approaching the 20-year mark as well, so you're still ahead of us, but we're right behind you. Because you have that there, we do have a legacy credit for you. So typically, this does cost around $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. Now, when I put in the legacy credit for you, Harris, this does drop the price all the way down to just $249 month to month. Now, there is a one-time setup fee of $99, okay? So it would be $348 for the first month, but then $249 month to month after that. Now, you're not locked into a contract. It is a true month to month. There's no early termination fees. There's no early cancellation fees, anything like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we do ask, because I'm going to go over the timeline with you, because this isn't like it's a flip of a switch and you're on the first page. It does take a little bit of time. We do ask that you give us just like a two-month verbal agreement. We will PIN verify you with Google and get you populating on that first page. Now, that does take 30 to 45 days. Industry standard, without a Google Business channel partner, it takes around 3 to 6 months. So around 90 to 120 days is industry standard. We get it done with a fraction of that within 30 to 45 days. So very quickly for you. The Facebook we have up and running within 7 to 14 days. Typically on the 7-day side, if you work very quickly with my tech team, they're pretty on it on that. But if you want some, you know, refinements, you want to make sure that like, hey, I want to actually target this instead of that. We could always make those changes and then it would be able to be up within that 7 to 14 day marker inside the areas that you want to target in that Dallas, Fort Worth area. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with this being an exclusive listing, Harris, that we're looking to fill today, what we do is once we secure this listing, we close out that category and we don't work with any other roofers in your service radius. Okay. So it's exclusive. I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can get you on that first page of Google and customers contacting you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, yeah. Okay. Now, I have a little bit of a question here. So, for the services that you provide, are you in Commerce, Texas?
No, I'm in Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. This is weird. Okay. Give me one second here. I'm just looking up some of the stuff like for the Yelp stuff. I want to make sure I have everything correct because I want to, like my father says, he's old school. So I kind of live by this 100% is do it right the first time so you don't have to go back and do it again. So he kind of instilled that in me. Okay. I just want to make sure for the services that you provide, I know you're doing roofing, correct?
Yeah, I do residential and commercial roofing, shingles, metal, flat roofs, TPO, you know, basically everything. The only thing I don't do is I don't do repairs.
No repairs. Okay. I'm going to make sure that you don't get calls for that.
Yeah, I don't do no repairs. And I can do inspections for insurance claims.
Roof inspections, I'm guessing, right? Strictly?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I don't want somebody calling you for electrical inspection. You'd be like, I don't want to offer that inspections. Okay. And then insurance claims you said too?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And then also too, so obviously you do the residential, you do the commercial. Are you doing a re-roof or are you doing strictly new builds? Or do you do both?
I do re-roof.
Okay.
New installation and rebuild.
And rebuild. Okay.
Anything doing roofing, I do. Replacement, okay. New build, or, you know, Yeah. Has to do with
just no repairs on it. That's the main deal. You don't do repairs. Yeah. You're just looking for the big jobs to do the new roof, basically.
They call you back for leaks, and then sometimes, because they don't want to put a new roof on there, and you fix one leak, the leak is somewhere else. So it just creates a lot of problems. So I don't want to mess. If they're not willing to put a new roof on, I don't want to mess with it. I warranty a new roof, but I don't want to do repairs. I keep leaking.
Right, 100%. Yeah, and that's fair, because I understand that could be a headache. Is they call you out one day, and then the next day they call you out for another leak, and at that point you might as well just get a new roof. You're just patching everything at that point.
Yeah, what happens when you touch it, you own it. They're gonna make you reliable for it. So it's like I wrote a note.
Gotcha. Covering your name for sure. What was that?
Not great.
Okay, roofing. And for the shingles, are you guys do like the Spanish shingles and everything like that? Doesn't matter, just whatever type you guys do.
Tile shingles, anything to do with roofing, we do.
Okay,
you
just want to make sure.
Asphalt. Anything to do.
And for the business name, it's H&E Roofing, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And that and, it's not A-N-D, it's the and sign, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then areas that you want to service, you just want to service, like you said, the metropolitan areas of Dallas, correct?
Well, like the metropolitan areas of Dallas, Fort Worth, and all your neighboring cities,
Okay.
It pretty much 50-mile ratio goes out to Greenville, so anything within a 50-mile ratio
radius
of the metroplex. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then where are you located at? Are you still located at, all I have here is Dallas, Texas, 75201.
No, I'm at 7054 Waxbury.
764 Waxbury, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's Dallas, Texas?
Correct.
Okay, now we're going to send you the PIN verification here, okay? So that's going to be, like I said, that's going to come snail mail. So be on the lookout for that. Once you have that, we're going to be able to verify you. Google's just going to verify your Google business profile at that point and make sure that you're a legitimate company and a legitimate person and you're not a robot with a P.O. box. Once you're verified there, that's when we'll be able to start populating you to the first page. But that's why that takes the 30 to 45 days. Now the zip code on it is the 75201. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
75249.
75249. Okay. Okay, so I have all the areas that you want to target. I have this specific also to okay.
What areas do you have?
I have Dallas and Fort Worth, and then I have like the 50-mile radius in the surrounding. So I mean, you got like Plano, you got Arlington. Those are the big ones.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, that's where everybody's at as well. Irving is right there, Grapevine. Dip down into Mansfield as well. If you don't want to go that far down, then we don't have to put you that far down. But in that 50-mile radius, you're probably going to cover that whole Fort Worth, Dallas area for sure.
Yeah, that's
okay. Okay. So let's see here. Okay, now, So for the billing of the account that you want to secure the listing with, it is the $249 month to month with the one-time setup fee for the $99. So the first month would be $348, and then it goes $249 month to month after that. Are you going to be using an H&E roofing credit card? Are you going to be using a business card? What would you like to put it on?
Okay, so a couple of questions I have. One,
sure.
Say for instance, I go with you and after 30 to 45 days, just roughly what kind of activity, just roughly, I'm not locking in, roughly what kind of cars would I be getting, volume of cars should I be getting?
Yeah, so for the service, it's supposed to pay for itself, right, for the first month, because it is a building stage for the first month. So the first month, it's just probably a break even. I'll say that. The second month, that's when you're really going to have your steam engine at full speed, because now you're going to start populating on that first page of Google. I can't promise you that you're going to get, you know, 50, 100 calls, because what we're doing is we're placing you on that first page. We're not making those calls for you, right? The thing that I can tell you is that research shows, and like I said, you've had 2,113 people in the last 30 days who've searched roofing companies near me in Dallas alone. Okay, that's where we want to put you, so that way you can get 1% of those, at least 1% of those jobs. That'll be pretty hefty for you, right? But it is a progression. So the longer you keep the service, the more calls you get, because it's an organic deal that we're putting you up there and populating you always. Now, I will say, when going with us as a Google Channel Premier partner, you will never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you're not sharing your customers, because it is a direct call service into you, okay?
And they call me directly?
Directly, straight to your cell phone or to your business phone, whatever you have, whatever you want on file.
Yeah.
Okay. For the business phone that you want them to call you, is it the phone number at the 972-283-6671?
Correct.
Okay. Now, there's a couple deals here that you can have, and this doesn't cost you extra. Some of my customers like it. I know you've been in business for 20 years, a little over 20 years.
Yeah.
But what we can do is we can put a Google Business phone number in front of this. It still directs the calls to you, but it allows you to track the calls coming in. Now, it's up to you, because I know you've been in business for a while. If you want to keep your number on there, so because people will probably recognize it, that's not a problem. You just won't be able to track the calls coming in. You'll still be able to track everything else, like the clicks and everything like that. Does that make sense?
So it'll be a different number, but it'll be my phone will ring. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's going to just direct straight to your phone, 100%. But it's just like it's a number at the front end, so that way it can track the calls coming in. So it's up to you, though, if you want to do that. If not, it doesn't cost you extra. It just comes in the package. I just don't like to change it, because I want the customers to understand and know, like, we can build it for them. If they want it, they can track the calls. If they don't want it, then we don't have to put it up. And the only number that it's going to pop up on that Google Business profile is your number, the 6671 number.
Yeah. Tracking the phone call, what's the benefit for me on that?
Good question. You're going to see the type of lead that's always calling you. So you'll be able to, we have a dashboard for you that you get credentials for, login information, so first and last name, username and password. And then from there, as soon as they were to call you from that number, you'll be able to see what they're calling you about. So you'll be able to track the quality of customers coming to you.
Okay.
So it's really up to you. Yeah, you can add it on later, or you could either have it on whenever you would like.
Okay, yeah, let's try that later.
Okay, no problem. Okay, and then Harris, Is that your first name?
Yeah.
Okay. I know Harris could be a last name too. So Harris, what's your last name?
Edwards.
Edwards?
Yeah.
And that's E-D-W-A-R-D-S?
Right.
Okay. Let me see here really quickly for you. So you got, okay, perfect. Okay. Okay. And then, so I have, like I said, I have everything here, but what's the email address that you want to have on file for us? So that way we can send also everything over to you in writing along with your invoice. So you have your receipt as well.
Edwards 1239 at outlook.com.
1239. Okay, perfect. Okay, so that's where I'm going to send everything over to you in writing. You're going to get your receipt there, so that this is a 100% tax write-off, so I want to make sure you get that. And then also, to any updates we have, we will send you either a text message or we'll also send you an email just to verify everything in, as well, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you, to secure the listing here with us, Harris, are you going to use a business credit card for H&E Roofing, or are you going to put it on a personal card, or how do you want to secure the listing here today?
Yeah, business card.
Okay. So it's just going to say, is it just going to have Harris Edwards H&E Roofing?
Yeah, it's Harris Edwards H&E Roofing and Painting Company.
Okay. So you do you do painting as well?
But that's a different company, and I'm trying to sell okay. way out of that one.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm not even going to. Okay. I'm
yeah,
not even going to.
H&E Roofing.
Okay.
And then I got H&E Remodeling and Painting, but I'm trying to just focus on the roofing.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. So I got a question here. So for the painting, does it, I mean, not the painting, for the symbol, does it have the symbol on the card for the and, or does it say A-N?
No, don't. This card has got H space E space remodeling. It don't even have painting. It's got painting company. Probably they can put it on all on the card.
Okay, so H E remodeling.
Yeah. And, I gotta pick my grandkids up. Isn't there a way you can call them back in a couple minutes, or how long? Much longer is it? Okay.
This is only good. Yeah, sorry about that. So this is only going to take like 5 more minutes and then that's it. So I'm just going to get the information here. I'm going to read your voice verification so I can send that to you. That's for your added protection. And then I'm going to send everything over to you in writing. And then that's it.
All right. I'll hurry up because I got to go get my grandkids.
Okay. So
it's,
I understand, no problem. So it's H-E Remodeling and Painting, is that correct?
Yeah, H-E Remodeling and Painting. Company, okay. C-O.
C-O.
First, Edwards, then got back.
Okay. And then for the card number, I'm ready when you are.
Hold on a second. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
Yep. Hello?
That was my daughter.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, it's 4294.
Mm-hmm.
7536.
Mm-hmm.
6125.
Mm-hmm.
6470.
Okay. Expiration date?
0227.
Okay, and then the the security code on the back?
925.
Okay, and then the billing address, is that the same address as you gave me earlier, the 764 Wasbury Drive?
No, I said 7054.
Oh, 7054, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 7054 Wasbury Drive, Dallas, Texas.
Okay, and that's the same as the billing address?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for a security code, I'm just going to ask you, because we do want to make sure that, you know, we're always talking to you. I'm just going to set this up. You could have there's three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like for your account?
The city I was born in.
Okay. What is that?
Minneapolis.
Oh, you're from Minneapolis. Okay. My uncle lives there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. A lot of cold.
Yeah. you came to the hot in Dallas.
Well, I like heat. Yeah, I like heat.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, so I had that for you. Now, like I said, I gotta just walk you through this voice verification really quickly. I'm gonna send this over to you in writing as well. It's just gonna take 2 minutes here, and then if you have any questions, just going to outline the service agreement with you. If you have any questions, just ask me. Okay, Harris?
You sending what over to me now?
I'm going to send over to you. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. I'm just going to talk to you. And then I'm going to send it over to you in writing once we're done as well. Okay?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Harris Edwards. You said my name or the name of the business?
The name of your business.
H&E.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Owner,
perfect.
H&E Roofing.
And then your name is?
Harris Edwards.
Awesome. And then you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. And then you're the author of this user on the billing account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Harris, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your security question where you were born, Minneapolis, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. You do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
What do you mean by that?
So you know your business better than we do, right? So when you want to do a promotion or something, please reach out to us and let us know that you want to do that, because we can't read your mind. So if you want to run a special on a roofing, let us know so we can do those promotions for you. So any additional, like, online marketing efforts that you want, you can just reach out and let us know. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is January 31st, in the non-refundable amount of the $348.
Hold on one second.
No problem.
Thanks for joining us right here next to the time.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem.
Hello?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was saying your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and I'll email you that number. It's 877-635-6225. So that way you have it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay. Cancellation terms, what now?
I said, to prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due if you ever wanted to pause or cancel the service, okay?
So if I want to cancel, I got to call 3 business days before the next payment's due.
Yeah, so there's no like cancellation fees or anything like that, but we just want to make sure that you don't get charged for your next month of service. So we just want, if you want to cancel or pause it, you get busy, you want to finish that work out, we just want to make sure that you're not charged for that next month of service. So to just cancel before that 3 days.
Okay.
So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to set an onboarding call with you and my tech team. What's a good time for you, maybe tomorrow, for them to reach out to you just to verify the information so they can send out that PIN verification code for you?
Anytime around 1.
Okay. 1. Let's see here. Okay. I'll set it up there. They'll call you at 1 p.m. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, and then they're going to call you and just verify. So the call should take like 30 to 45 minutes. They're just going to make sure they have everything correct that we talked about, so that way there's no discrepancies, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, once the process of the payment goes through, it's going to spit you some emails, and it's also going to send you some text messages. My tech team will walk you through that as well tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Harris, do you have any questions for me so far?
So when are you taking the payment?
The payment will process today.
Okay, and then tomorrow they call me tomorrow and go over everything, right?
Yes, they're going to call you. I already have it scheduled for 1 p.m. your time, Central, and they're going to call you and they're going to verify. So I'm actually going to get working on your account here, so then that way when they call you, they're just verifying everything is correct. If you want to add services on to there at that time, I would let them know, because then they can do so at that time as well, okay?
Add services, what you mean by that?
Like if you have some services that you would like to add, like I know, just for example, you have painting. I know you're trying to get away from it. But if you were like, hey, you know, I want to do painting, you could just let them know. But if you don't, then I'm going to give them the services that you and I already talked about, and then they should be ready to rock and roll from there.
Okay. All right. And then am I going to have like a contact person I talk to, so I'm not talking to 50 billion people after this is done, or –
Yeah, I'm going to send you, you'll always be able to contact me, so I'm actually going to send you an email with my contact information, but you will have an account representative tomorrow call you, and they will give you the extension for them as well. So you'll have 2 representatives that you can call. You could always call me, or you could always call them, okay?
All right, that works.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Harris. I appreciate the time. I want to say welcome to Local Splash. We are a family here, so I'm going to get working on your account, and then we'll give you a call tomorrow at 1, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.